full of blessing. Hallelujah. Lord's been blessing me all day. Praise God. Something unusual has happened to me since church started. The Lord has given me a brand new message during the early part of this service. I don't have a note, so I can't refer to my notes. But I believe the Lord has given me a message, and I want to share it with you. Hope I can remember it long enough to write some of it down, and maybe I can share it somewhere else. But God is still in business. I was thinking, and I don't want to say anything negative. I want to say everything positive tonight. But I was thinking about those who are outside of our church and the society. We love them. They're God's people too. He created them. They're okay. They don't understand us and why we do what we do. Maybe some are wondering, I wonder why that little group of people trudges out here on Sunday night. Not very many of them. Some of them's old. Some folks think it's a sin to be old. But if they hang around long enough, they'll be sinning then, if that's the way we feel it. Wonder what they're thinking. You know, I don't know any reason for them to be coming down there on Sunday night. They could take a nap, rest up. Some of them's old, they need some rest. They could watch a good program. They could watch a movie that's all fiction, and it would really bless their life. Hello? Now, I don't mean to say anything negative because I'm not thinking negative. But you know, I believe if we had the President of the United States scheduled to be with us tonight, there'd be a lot more folks that'd be here from out there along with us. Amen. And to be here to honor the president because he had come to visit with us. And that might be exciting. That might be great. But you know, there's not any benefit that he could give to our lives after he's here and gone. There's nothing that we could keep except we saw the president. Nothing wrong with that. That might be something that you'd remember all your life and be pleased with. Well, now the president has gone back to his office. And we have a popular sports person as our guest tonight. And that popular sport person would come. And if those out there knew we was going to have this guest, a lot of them would be here to meet that sports person. And that would be good. And I like some of those sports figures. Some of them are good people and some of them are Christians. Yes, they are. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But you know, after we've seen that person, after we shook their hand, after we hugged them, whatever, and they're gone, we've got nothing that they gave us that will continue to bless and guide our life. What about us having a guest of a very popular movie star? That movie star could come and recite some of the best program that they've done. All fiction. Fiction won't benefit your life. Now, I can't speak for you, and I'm not suggesting anything. But when I got saved in 1952, I quit going to the movies. Don't tell anybody I said that, will you? I might make some enemies. I don't want to do that. But you know, I would like to meet some popular movie stars to say I've met them. Amen. But after they're gone, There's nothing been given to our life that can benefit us. They didn't take anything away, but they didn't give anything that would benefit us. But I want to tell you about a guest tonight that is beneficial. We have a note for him in here telling us that he was going to be here tonight. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be among them. I will be with them. I will be there. Hallelujah. And if those out there knew what it would do to your life when that visitor comes, his name is Jesus, and he touches your life. He comes and the first thing he does, he brings you a whole truckload of joy. Amen. They haven't experienced that. And I hope that many of them will. I hope that they'll catch on. And I hope that they'll realize that that guest has promised to be here. He is here tonight. He is here tonight. Let's welcome him tonight. Hallelujah. 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 And the first thing that he does for us is he fills our life with joy. J-O-Y. And the joy of the Lord gives us strength that we didn't have. Hallelujah. And an old guy finds himself dancing. What's he dancing about? I never did have too good a step dancing. I tried to dance with a girl when I was a teenager, and I tromped all over her feet. So I decided I'm not a dancer until I got saved, and the Spirit of the Lord come upon me, and the Lord filled me with joy, and I began to dance in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he comes, he brings healing for all that needs healing. I want you to know this guest benefits us when he comes. Hallelujah. And when he leaves us something. He's in the healing business. He's the great physician. He's able to touch our bodies. He's able to heal what ails us because he is the premium guest. The guest that promised us he would come, he comes with purpose and he brings us benefit. Hallelujah. 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 And when he comes, he brings life change. February the 3rd, 1952, he came to me where I was. Where was I? I was in church. And I discovered that he came to church too. Amen. And he came there. And he got a hold of my life. I'll tell you, he done something in my life. He transformed my life. And even though I've already told you, when I went back to work on Monday morning and told the men that I worked with, I got saved on Sunday night. And one of them said, I've heard it before. That'll last about 6 months. That was February the 3rd, 1952. My 6 months is not up yet. Amen. You see, when he came, he left me something. He left me a transformation. He left me healing. I had a back problem. And I was seeing a chiropractor regularly. Haven't seen a chiropractor since. Hello? I didn't need to see a chiropractor anymore because Jesus came. He was the guest. He ministered to me. He touched me. He took away my back problem. My language wasn't too good either, especially when I got angry. You know what? I didn't have to learn to quit cussing. He just took it away. Praise the Lord. Amen. He just took it away. Amen. Didn't have to learn to quit cussing. I didn't have to learn to quit smoking. I'd been smoking since I was 6 years old. Ain't smoked one since. Ain't even desired one. Ain't wanted one. Ain't needed one. I'll tell you, when this guest comes, he's got a whole load of what we need. He's got a whole load of partnership. And he made me to know, I've chosen you because I've got a place for you in this body. I've got a corporate job for you to do, and you don't have to do it by yourself. All of these folks are going to help you. Hallelujah. All of these folks are going to help you. They're going to bless you. They're going to help you in every way that they can. They're going to lift you when you're down. They're going to encourage you when you're discouraged. They're going to do for you what you need. They're going to come to your rescue because they are your family. Hallelujah. So this guest, he's going to leave you something when he comes. And he's here tonight, my friend. And he wanted me to tell you he's here tonight. And he's got healing. He's got blessing. He's got direction. He's got guidance. He's got miracles. He's got what we need tonight. And he's ready to pour it out on us and give us everything that we need. And when we leave here, we know that we've been in the presence of a guest that had something to give. Because Jesus is in the giving business. This is his work. We are his partners. He has chosen us to be in partnership with him. Yes, if those out there only knew what it would do for you when Jesus visits and touches your life, many would be here. And that's what we're praying for. That's what we're working for. That's what we're hoping for. Praise God. And we're expecting many of them to fill this church. Amen. Hallelujah. And he gave us an order while he's here. Said, go out into the highways and hedges and streets and lanes and compel them to come that my house might be full. Well, what are we going to do when we get to your house? He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. You start with praying and you get the victory in your heart. Then you go to singing and you'll sing for about an hour. Amen. You'll sing until you run out of breath and have to catch another breath and sing some more. Amen. I never did have music talent, but when the Lord touched my life, he put a song in my heart. I've been trying to sing ever since. Amen. I can't play a musical instrument. I could play with a musical instrument, but you wouldn't like it. So I've chosen not to do that. He is here. He promised us he would be here. Said, I will be in your midst. I will be with you. I did not know this until the Lord took a hold of my life. He took a hold of my life because I surrendered to him. He did not invade me in any manner. He did not capture me and take away my mind and take charge of my life and make my choices for me. But he made me to know the good choices that you make, I will help you to fulfill them because that's my design for your life. And I put you in charge of your life. Was I a full-grown man? I was. I was 22 years old. Is that a full-grown man? It is when he's got a wife and two boys and a job and he takes care of his family. Amen. That's a man. That's a man. Maybe some are not a man at 22 years old, but I was, and I still am. Now I'm an old man. Amen. Jesus was the guest in the service that I went to in that little Pentecostal church on the west side of Wichita, Kansas. He was the guest there. That woman pastor preached. What did she preach? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what her subject was. I don't know what scripture she used. But I'll tell you for sure, I knew there was a guest there that took a hold of my life. Amen. Whatever she said, he paid attention and he got a hold of my heart. We've got a guest tonight, folks. Jesus is our guest. And He has come tonight to give us salvation, to give us Holy Ghost baptism, to give us joy, to give us victory, to give us peace, to give us excitement. And if I could think of some more things, He's got a whole lot more stuff that He can give. He is our guest tonight. He has designed to come by here to touch your life. He has. Amen. Hallelujah. You feel it, don't you? Amen. And to touch your life. He's come by here to touch your life. Amen. He's come by here to meet your need. He's come by here to listen to your request. He's come by here to give you His love, because He loved you and He wants to express it. He is here. He is here. He is here. He is our guest tonight. And He has come because we have invited Him. We have come into His house and gathered in His name. And He is with us because He said, I will be there with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And I, amen. Like I said, I don't have any notes to look at. The Lord just give me this thought and this impression and this message after the service started tonight. That don't happen very often, but Lord, as long as You want to do it, it's all right with me. Hallelujah. He is here. He is here. And He's come because of you. If you were here and a couple more, He said two or three, He'd be here for the three of you. Amen. But there's more than three of us here. And He come here to meet with us. He come here to have church with us. Hallelujah. And you know what? He don't think we sang too long.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. That's all right. He don't think we sang too loud.
Amen.
You know, some people get excited about or upset about the music is too loud or they're singing too loud. I like it loud. I was born in the fire and I can't stand smoke. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 Jesus is our guest tonight.
Hallelujah.
And He's come here to minister to us. In just a few moments, we're going to have a season of prayer. If there's anything you need tonight, I want you to know that Jesus came to take care of that for you. He came to provide for you what you need tonight. He came to take hold of your hand and say, let's walk together. Hallelujah. You know, some people are afraid to surrender to the Lord because they think He's going to take over their life. That's right. They think He's going to take over their life. I'll be a nobody. He'll be doing all my thinking. He'll make my choices. Wrong. Wrong, wrong. He won't make one choice for you. He will give one invitation to you to come and walk with Him. And you respond to that invitation or you turn it down. You have a part in it. And then He brings you not into a puppet program. He brings you into a relationship. Is that okay? Amen. And He keeps His eye on you. He writes your name down in His book. Now, there's a lot of men in this world and boys that are named Robert. That's me. But I had it before some of them did because I'm old. Whoopi Goldberg says all white guys are named Bob. But they're not. But He knows which Bob I am. And He knows which John or James or Sally or Betty. He knows which one you are. Because He wrote His name. I wrote your name in His book. He wrote it down in heaven. You're recorded in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He wrote your name in His book. Praise God. And you're special to Him. And He's come tonight to visit with you in this service. That's what made this service so wonderful. That's what made it such a flow of the Spirit of God, because Jesus came tonight to have church with us. Hallelujah. Oh, great God of our salvation, you keep coming to church. Whether others can see why you're doing it or not, you keep coming. You keep coming because Jesus has got you on His record. And you know what? When He wrote your name in His book, the angel said, okay, it's time for a birthday party. And the angels in heaven rejoice more over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 just persons that needs no repentance. Had a birthday party for you. And if you was in a service where there were several people saved, they didn't have one birthday party for five people. The angels in heaven had five birthday parties. Hallelujah. You got a moshika baramahosokobia. You are an individual in the eyes and understanding of the Lord. You are an important individual. You are an intelligent individual. You are an individual that He loves. And you know what? You don't have to be the most handsome dude in town for Jesus to love you. You don't have to be the prettiest lady in town for Jesus to love you. Pretty has got nothing to do with it. Handsome has got nothing to do with it. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I thought I was the ugliest kid in the world. I did. I thought I was so ugly it was pitiful. You know, finally I growed up a little and got to understanding that, that's the way it is. So I accepted it and went on with life. And then in His book, I found where He said, let's make man in our image. Don't try too hard to change what you got. It's okay. He likes you like you are. He made you like you are. Amen. Well, it's all right. It's all right to wash your face and comb your hair and do those things, but He made you in His image. And then, when Adam got you in trouble, or maybe it was Eve, Adam and Eve were disobedient to the Lord, and they lost the original promise. And we that were made of are born of the seed of Adam, we were born under the curse that was placed on them because of their disobedience. But Adam got us in trouble, and Jesus got us out.
Amen.
And He's visited us tonight to say, I'm here. I'm yours. You're mine. We're together. I want you to take this thought home with you as you go tonight. Jesus is where you are, and He's with you. And He's not going to go somewhere else away. He's going to go home with you. Pastor, He's going to go home with you. And He's going to go home with your sweet wife. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if He tells her to tell you something, pay attention. Okay. Amen. Amen. Jesus is here tonight. He is our guest. He is our guest. One more time, we want to honor Him. Now, if you want Him to touch you again tonight, do something for you. If you just want Him to touch you and move you in such a way that you'll wind up dancing in the Spirit. Oh, it might embarrass me. Oh, shut up. Embarrassment won't hurt you. Embarrassment won't kill you. Embarrassment won't make you sin. Embarrassment won't do anything if you will just let it go and go with Jesus. He wants to touch you tonight. He wants to touch you tonight. And I tell you, I'd like to see a whole bunch of folks get touched by the Lord and dancing in the Spirit. Amen. 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 And it'll bless you. It'll do you good. It'll do you good. If you can get touched by the Spirit and dance like our drummer plays. It'll be all right. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know how he puts so much in that drum, but I love it. Amen. I love it. I love these musicians. I love these singers. I love God's people. But the Lord has visited us tonight, and he wants you to know that before you leave here at this time, he wants to touch your life again. He wants to confirm again that you are his, and he wants to give you whatever you need. And even if you need a miracle, he's in the miracle working business. The only gift, the only visitor that can come, special guest that can come, that can leave you something that will benefit your life, is Jesus. And he promised us, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Let's stand together for a brief prayer, and let's come together and pray. And pray one for another. And open ourselves and let our special guest touch our lives tonight. Jesus, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for the joy that you bring, Lord. And the victory that you give. And the excitement that you stimulate in our lives, Lord. God, oh God, touch us together tonight, Lord, before we leave here. Give us another wonderful blessing to take home with us, and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name.